Welcome to The Light of the World, and this is Jared G. Martin. It is our great joy to bring you the Word of God so that you can hear it and you can apply it to your life so that you will continue to grow and be faithful in the things of God. As you listen to this message today, ask the Lord to just lead you and guide you and help you so that He can use your life to make a difference in the people that you come in contact with every day. This is our day and this is our hour to be the light of the world so that God can make a difference. At the end of today's message, we're going to give you more information on how to connect with us online and or in person. We'd love to connect with you and help you to grow in the things of God. Now come and go with us as we walk in the light of God's Word.
A man and his wife were traveling by automobile, and the wife, as she sat in the front passenger seat, began to reminisce about their early days and of courting and going out one with another and how close they were when they were dating. Remember how you used to sit real close in the car? She said, "We were not as close as we used to be. We used to sit so close in the car that one would think that it was only one person going down the street. Now you're on one side and I'm on the other." And the husband said, "I was driving then and I'm driving now. Guess who moved?" That's the way it is when we feel like God is no longer near us. God is the one who's in the driver's seat. If we feel distant, we've either never been close to Him or we have moved. I believe I could be safe in saying that all of us could move closer to the Lord. All of us can get a little bit closer. I want to take some time to encourage all of us to take the steps necessary to move from where we are to the place where we can have a closer walk with the Lord. The old hymn said, "Just a closer walk with thee, granted Jesus, if you please." But first I want to look at the benefits of getting close and staying close to the Lord. So turn with me to the book of Psalm chapter 91. The book of Psalm chapter 91. Getting close and staying close to the Lord. The psalmist David, who had such an experience with God, he experienced the highs and the lows. He experienced the closeness and the distance from God. But in this psalm, he writes, Psalm 91, verse 1 out of the NIV says, "He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." He said this in verse 2, "I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I will trust. Surely He shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler." That was a trap that they used to do to trap birds and animals. "He will deliver you from the perilous pestilence. He shall cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrows that fly by day, nor of the pestilence that walk in darkness, nor of the destruction that lay waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you." The King James said, "will not come nigh your dwelling place." There are a few things I want to point out about this passage. Number one is he tells us that he who dwells and he who abides. There's two words there I want to focus on right now. In verse 1, dwelling in the secret place of the Most High and abiding in the shadow of the Almighty. That dwell means to sit down, to remain, to settle. Actually, it meant in the old Hebrew to marry, be married to continue, to establish, to inhabit, to sit down a while. He who dwells in the secret place, and he who abides
means to stop,
usually overnight.
To stay
permanently was another definition of it.
To endure, to lodge, to tarry, to remain.
So he says, who stays, who lodges in the secret place. What is that secret place? That was a special place. And some people want all the things that God would give to them, but they don't want to get in the place where they have a special connection with God. And you're not going to ever get to that secret place. You're not going to ever get to that shadow of the Lord without getting close to Him. That secret place in the shadow.
So the first thing he tells us is that he who abides and he who dwells, and he gave two more images: a secret place and a shadow.
In order to get in the shadow of a thing, you got to get close to the thing.
You will not get in the shadow unless you get close to it.
So that shadow was a secure place, a shady place, a safe place.
He who dwells, who abides in the secret place and the shadow of the Most High and the Almighty.
So we got dwelling and abiding, secret and shadow, and then we got the Most High and the Almighty.
Now you can get as close to the path as you want to get, but you're not going to get the same benefits as you get if you get close to God.
So if you want the benefits of God, you want to put your focus in the right place.
You can get as close to the church as you want, but you're not going to get the same benefits as you get when you're getting close to God.
You can get close to your folks or your parents or your job, whatever it is, as you want. You can spend all your time on your job if you want to.
But you will not get the same benefits if you were close to God.
The Most High meant the Supreme Being.
The Almighty, the most powerful force in the entire universe.
He's saying, I'm in the shadow of the Almighty.
He who dwells and abides in the secret place of the Most High shall remain in the shadow of the Almighty.
In other words, it's like this.
A person who settles down and remains in the special place of the Supreme God will lodge, will continue and stay permanently in the secure place, the safe place, and the shady place of the most powerful force in the universe.
Getting close to God ought to be on everyone's agenda, especially those who say they know Him.
And then he goes off and tells us the benefit of being in that place.
He says, He is a refuge and a fortress in verse 2.
A refuge, what's a refuge? That's a place you can run to when the enemy is after you.
When all the hell has been turned loose on you.
You got a place you can run.
And it's not only a refuge, but it's a fortress.
Some people can run into a place and the enemy will come and kick the door in.
But he said, God's got a place where not only is it a refuge, it's been fortified to keep the enemy off of you.
Then he says in verse 3, he is a deliverer from the snares and the pestilence.
The snares of the trap that's been laid for you.
That's a snare, because the enemy and even people will lay traps for you to trip you up, try to cripple your walk.
The devil will lay a trap to cripple what you're doing.
And then there are pestilence, that's the disease and the sickness.
All the things that come along, he will deliver you from the snares and the pestilence in verse 3.
And then verse 4, he is a protector by covering you with his wings.
Now who wouldn't want to be in that shadow to get these benefits?
And then in verse 5 and 6, he's a comforter.
Because he will not let you be afraid of the terror by night.
He's going to be right there with his comfort.
And with his peace.
In verse 7, he's the insurance company.
He says, 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it's not going to come near your dwelling place. It ain't going to come near you.
The hurricane can come and wipe everybody out of the neighborhood.
It ain't going to get you. There's a picture of that they showed on Boulevard Island with one house standing.
You seen that picture?
Everything else wiped out.
But one of them is still intact.
That's the way God said it'll be for you.
A 10,000 will fall at your right hand, but it won't come near your dwelling place.
Why? Because I got you covered with my wing.
Those are the benefits of being close to God.
Now there are some specific steps I want to talk about that will help us to get close to God.
I mean, you can say all you want to, I want to be in that secret place.
Well, if you want to be in that secret place, you got to get from where you are to where that secret place is.
And that takes some walking and some moving in that direction.
And for the believer, that is called the walk of sanctification.
Everybody can't get into the secret place.
You can't get into the secret place just because you decide you want to go to church.
Just because you say, Lord, I want you to come and be my Lord and Savior, doesn't get you into the secret place.
If everybody was there, it wouldn't be secret.
It's not a random place folks just stop by and say, I want to go in there.
It's a secret place because a lot of people don't do the things that it takes to get there.
And you know, God's not going to have everybody standing around in his shadow.
Now, there may be people who want to get close to me. I don't want them close to me.
You want everybody close to you?
See, it's a two-way street.
You can't just say, Lord, I want to be close.
The Lord tells you, who can come into his holy place?
But those who have a pure heart and clean hands.
Come on, God, don't come up in here with that.
You can't be under my shadow with that because I got other folks that's got things taken care of.
I don't want no mess up in here.
Don't come under my shadow with that mess.
In the book of Hebrews, the writer writes this in chapter 12.
I want you to turn there. We're going to talk about what does it take to get into the secret place and move closer to God and be in that place where we can get the benefits that God says.
And I want to encourage us as we move forward from this point how to move systematically and how to move deliberately toward God closer and closer.
The book of Hebrews chapter 11 is talking about the hall of faith and the people of God who had accomplished great things.
And the writer is encouraging the church of that day that they too can do some great things.
And this is what he says in chapter 12, verse 1.
Therefore, since he talked about all the great things that Moses and Noah and Abraham and Joseph and Elijah had done,
Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, those who have already gone close to God, let us throw off.
King James and let us lay aside every weight that hinders and sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us.
And let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and the perfecter, the finisher of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
And consider him who endured such opposition from men, so that you will not weary and lose heart.
Thank you for joining us once again, and this is Jerry G. Martin. We certainly hope that this message has been enriching for your life. If you would like to hear it again, you can do so by going to our podcast. You can get this message and other messages that you've heard on this broadcast by going to The Light of the World Daily with Jerry G. Martin. Again, that's The Light of the World Daily with Jerry G. Martin. And let me just share with you how you can connect with us on other platforms. If you have Facebook, you can like us at facebook.com/TheLow, L-O-W, Humble. There you can be informed and engage with us on Facebook. Or you can follow us on Instagram at TheLow, Humble, T-H-E-L-O-W, Humble, H-U-M-B-L-E. We certainly would like to engage with you on all of those platforms. And then we'd love to engage with you in person. Meet us on Sunday morning at 10 a.m., 16161 Old Humble Road. If you're in Atascocita, Kingwood, Summerwood, Fall Creek, we're in your neighborhood, so we'd love to have you come by. If you're not connected with the church, I encourage you to come to the Light of the World. It's a place where you can believe and a place where you can belong. We know that you're going to hear a message that's going to be a blessing and a benefit to you and will help you in your life. And you will see what God is doing through His divine power at the Light of the World. For those of you who are looking for a Christian bookstore, the Beacon Bookstore is open right here on our campus. We have Sunday school books, Bibles, study supplies, discipleship supplies, envelopes, and communion supplies. We're open Monday through Friday from 10 to 4 p.m. Call us at 281-441-2885. Again, 281-441-2885. Now may the Lord our God richly bless you, and we'll be with you again next time.